So I've just been in my first session at Institutional Web Managers Workshop, which doesn't sound like the most exciting conference in the world, but my first session is about making web applications, you know, rich internet web applications accessible. And it's basically all about the proposed W3C guidelines, which kind of cover this kind of area. And it was really interesting. It was a presentation given by a guy called Daniel Jackson from City University, who I know and is, you know, is a really good guy, and he'd really done his research into the topic. And it was quite interesting to hear about ARIA, which is what this set of guidelines is all about. And it's got some great recommendations in it that sound very exciting. So things like the ability to identify a widget. Say if you put a piece of, a widget in your page that is a slider or is a menu or a tree structure or whatever else that's run by AJAX and, you know, driven in that kind of way, that that you can use a set of tags basically to identify the role of that widget as being a menu, a tree structure, a slider or whatever, so that screen readers understand it. You can also do the same with content areas and navigation and the banner in order to get around having to have skip links on your page. And then there was a whole load of stuff in there about live regions and how to get around the problem that screen readers don't realise when a page has been updated with AJAX. So all these are kind of problems that people building web applications are having to face if they want to make them accessible. That there's a, and I think the big one for me was the fact that web applications now are using a load of desktop GUI elements like sliders, like not drop downs necessarily, that's not a good example, but you know the kind of thing I'm talking about. Which exist on the desktop, but then we're now introducing them onto the web, but they're not supported natively in HTML. And so ARIA tries to address this. But, and here's the big but, it isn't really supported properly yet. It's not supported by browsers, and it's not supported particularly well by screen readers either. And because you need both the screen reader and the browser to support it, actually, there's not many people that can benefit from this yet. So it's very interesting to hear about the way things are going, but I think ultimately, if you're building web applications, at the moment, the best thing you can do is use the HiJax approach, which I've talked about before on the show, and make sure that your web application will work without JavaScript turned on. So it was interesting. And there is some of the stuff that you could implement now if you wanted to for the few users that are able to support it, but overall, not the cheeriest of outlooks, and we have to be patient.